Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Irony of the name of this episode is about how time is a non-renewable resource, and I just wasted 10 seconds of your life. I apologize with the introduction. I'm Anita, and today is Rambles. And yes, I am attempting another 30-minute episode. Please be patient. I have a lot to say because I am a neurotic early bird. Like I mentioned in the summary, is based off of a quote from a friend of mine. We always discuss time, and she's like, time is a non-renewable resource. Even before we met, I didn't really feel that way, but she articulated it because I was taught to be early, you know. You don't know. Listeners were alive in the 90s when LL Cool J had a comedy called In the House. Yes, LL Cool J was on a comedy with Debbie Allen. Anyway, there was an episode where a supporting character, she was only on like one episode, but she, anyway, well, I'm not sure if you want the details, but she made a point. She was like, was early as on time as late, and was late as unheard of. And that sort of resonated with me. So whenever people try, whenever I have to go to an event, I try to be. And sometimes it goes wrong because, you know, life happens. You might have a whale carcass fall on your car or accident, whatever. And yes, the whale on the car has happened. But I try to be 15 minutes early. It's a standard. So that's part of it. I don't like being late. I think being late is disrespectful. It shows the person who you're late. When you're late, it shows the waiting party. You don't respect them. And I know there's that princess time and colored people time. And as a black person, I do not like when people do that. It just says, I'm important. Your time has no value. I'm going to have you wait when you could have been doing something else because I'm more important than your time. You can't make more time. And that's something else when my friend says, time is a non-renewable resource. You can't make more time. It's an infinite amount of time universe. Just because it's infinite does not you as a person in this lifetime, I mean, depending on if you believe in reincarnation, you only have a small amount of time in the universal concept. So you have to be really careful how you allocate it. I've wasted time on stupid stuff. I can't say it the other way, but it's true. I have wasted it on low-paid relationships. I'm like, I can't get that time back. I can make money. And speaking of that money thing, everybody remembers that saying, time is money. It's not. Yes, you get paid for your time. Yes, you can invest your time to make money. But money is not time. You can control both. You can control where your money goes. If I choose to buy a vacuum, for example, I'm looking at a Eureka. I choose to buy a Eureka to go to the store, which is my time, to buy the Eureka. I choose to go to the party, my car, and drive to the party. But there's a divergence because you can spend so much time making money because you believe time is money that you're not enjoying the time. And that sucks because at the end of it, you may have amassed billions of dollars, but you're dead. It's not like you can't use that time, like that movie Out of Time with Justin Timberlake. You can't use that money to buy more time. And the quality of the time isn't even going to be good. You're 80 years old, well, 90 years old with $1 billion. You're going to have health problems. I mean, there are very few healthy 90-year-olds. You spend all that time at work not taking care of yourself, so that time's not very good. If I'm going to use my time, I want to use it for the most part on stuff that benefits me.
very selfish, but it's true. I don't, because I've wasted so much time that benefited other people, especially with low pays and no pays. Yes, they paid me an experience, but not in my money. They were a waste of my time. I can remember with the sales low pay I had in November for training, but the time of getting up at 5:30 to catch a bus, a train, and two buses and a train to get there and not be paid for something I didn't even like. That was a waste of my time. I'm making money from other people. I might as well make money for myself on my own time. My time is valuable. Yes, I don't have a family. It's not like boohoo crying, but I have loved ones. And yeah, I was born into, I have bio people. Those are people I am biologically related to. I don't have a relationship because of how they were when my mom died. I'm not going to waste time. So I don't. An adult, you know, she, my mom, adult, deuces, in my life. But I have loved ones I want to spend time with. I know my loved ones. I may want to spend that time that I, yeah, and yes, your time is an investment because people don't seem to get that. I could even invest it walking my co-host. Right, sometimes if, but someone I enjoy. Another topic, another, coming up later. And he's looking at me like, you want me to be president? Yes, yes, yes. You would be such, you're cute. And you don't have a sex scandal. But I'm worried about other countries eating you when your oysters are off. But anyway, I apologize, again, apologize for wasting your time. You didn't want, really, at this moment, want to hear about how I want my friend's pet to be president. I have other ways to spend my time. I do soap making and make body oil. I wasted time that I could have been spending on building my own clientele. And I get, you know, you do need money to do what you want. But if I'm spending so much time making that money, I'm not even really making, I'm losing it because I still got to pay for gas, I've got to pay to go to the doctor, both financially and time-wise, because I've got to find a good doctor, and I've had my share of bad doctors. When I lived in Charlotte, I mean, in Houston, I've lived in a lot of different places. Three of the doctors I went to sucked. Technically, they may have been good at their jobs, but when it came to their people skills, it was horrible, and I had to find a doctor, you know, female, got those issues, blah, blah, blah. So I wasted the time. Then if you have health issues because you're burnt out, you got to spend time recuperating. Yeah, you can be one of those, oh, I'm going to work hard through it. But you're digging yourself into a deeper hole. And that time that you were spending the money on, you come home and you're tired. So basically, sleep, work. Might end up passing out at work, and then you lose your job because you're too sick and you are a cog. Working for a major company, you sort of lose your humanity. Not that there's times it's fun, but if you're working 80, 90 hours a week, spend an hour getting ready every day, you have 8 hours in a week. Over half of them are work. With those, if you're working 90 hours, because you're going to be tired when you come home. Then there's the traffic. You're never going to have downtime from working those kind of hours. And I'm sorry, but people are too broke for 40 hours. Unless you're one of those high-class call girls, $1,000 an hour, and I do believe you earn your letters, and I'm not knocking prostitution because with the time thing, if you're spending, investing your time for money in something you don't want to do, you're a prostitute. I know it hurts some people for me to say that, but anytime you're doing something you don't want to do for money, you're being a whore. Some of them, sex workers, like their job. You don't even like it. You're investing your time into something you don't like. and it's not even benefiting you. That's not good. Like, really? And some, is it bettering your resource? Very few people like going to the doctor. And some feel like it's a waste of time. No, it's a way of preserving your time. Because let's face it, how enjoyable will your time be if you're missing an organ? Yeah. So you go to the doctor, as long as your doctor's a good doctor, and I've had my share of good doctors. Most of them weren't in Houston, unfortunately. But, and there is my co-host, his parents are home. Please forgive me. But you go to your doctor. It's to make sure you can enjoy your time. And yes, you do spend money at your doctor. But he or she, your time, you have more time. You can't make. You can only lose time. And even going to the, it's making sure your non-renewable resource isn't cut unnecessarily. As a black female, I'll probably only live to be 78. If I live over that, I'm pleasantly surprised. So, as of now, I'm a little over 33. So, like 40, almost 45 more years left. Well, less than that, because I'm almost 33 and a half. So, 44 and a half more years. I don't want to cut those 44 and a half years unnecessarily. So I got to get rid of time wasters. And I know some people would say television is a time waster. Surfing the net, and they're right. But sometimes they're not. They're ways to think. They're ways to relax. Because the stress is more of a time waster. The anxieties, which I do have and I've went to therapy of, those are more time wasters than television. And you shouldn't really, or radio. Those time wasters are more destructive. Because during a commercial break, I can walk around. So if a 30-minute show is on, or if I were watching it on TV, for 8 of those 30 minutes, I can walk to the restroom, walk to get a snack. And that adds up. I can study. I might just have it there as ambience noise. So it can be a waste. But the stress thing, no, it can raise. And as a no pay had my stress levels up so high, we discussed my PCOS before. I had to go off my medication or take medication to manage the symptoms of your PCOS. If you take medicine for my PCOS with my blood pressure because of the low pay, I could die. I could have had a stroke. So between that and the drama of that no pay, it's like, well, the low pay, it's like, you're not paying, you're wasting my resource. You're costing my resource in a way that's not healthy. And it's just like relationships with the bio people. That was not healthy. I'm not wasting it. And people are like, oh, family, so and blah, blah. Not if it's in hurting my time. Not if it's unnecessary stress. Stress is a part of life. It happens. But I'm not putting myself in a position to be unhealthily. I know unhealthily is not a word. But No. Like I always tell my co-hosts when we're trying to walk somewhere, it's like, no. Invest your time. Invest it into something you care about. Invest it into people you care about. And even with money, because your time leads your money. If you're investing your time into something productive, the money comes. The feel good, either directly or indirectly, the money will come. If you feel good after your work will show it.
And if your work's good, you get money for your work. You get more money from having good, busy work. And yeah, I've had those times when it's just like, okay, this is busy work. This is annoying. What the hell? And it was a waste of my time. And it was a waste of the other person's money. It's like, well, I'm getting money. I mean, I didn't have anything better to do. Okay, I'm getting paid for it. So, yes, please, as my listeners, do not waste your time. Your time is the most valuable thing. Know the value of your time. Because people will shortchange you to benefit their time. It's not wrong. In the words of How to Win Friends and Influence People, people see bias and prejudice. Their bias and prejudice, they're going to interest. And if it's in their best interest to get less money, they're going to do it. Why not? So invest your time. Know the value of your time. No, and I apologize. I have one of my friend's kids is in here, and I'm still hosting my show. So I've got, 13 minutes. I'm not sure how long the next episode of my show will be because I didn't even plan on this one being 30 minutes. I didn't think I had that much to talk about when it comes to time. But I love, I appreciate you guys investing your time into listening to my show. Next week, this was not planned to be today's show. But it popped into my head. Like I said, the name of the show is Ramble, so I choose a topic and I talk about it for 15 minutes to 30 minutes. I'm not sure when I'm going to go up to 45, but when I go up to 45, I would like to have my toll-free number up so you can call in and give me your opinions about it. So that'll be fun. And hold on for one. Deuce, you might not need to do that. You'll ruin that part. Hold on. Yeah, because time is an investment, and I apologize.
I'm making a show.
I'm hosting my show now. So, yeah. Co-host now, and one's laying here because he needs to walk. But please think about it. The relationship dating part, which I really didn't comment on. I think some of the guys that dated, they were learning experiences. But sometimes they were a waste of my time. Like one, it was like, why don't you dress up? I'm not wasting my time dressing up to sit around. Any female knows how much work is involved in dressing up. It's a lot of work. Why am I investing this time to sit around watching video games? Really? You're wasting my time getting hair, makeup, to sit and aren't you play video games? What? No. And part of the reason that relationship did not work. Sometimes dressing up is good, but if I'm going to dress up, I need to have. That's a waste of my time to dress up for no reason. In the immortal words of RuPaul, he said he only wears drag if he is what gets him paid. And even though I am a cis female, I have to have a really good reason to dress up. And it takes, some say an average of 11 minutes, and I have, like I said, the same makeup artist. So depending on how I want to do it, 15 to 20 minutes. I could spend those 15 to 20 minutes finally reading a book I want, starting on soap making to make money, little, instead of trying to beat my face. And then there's the hair thing. I'm natural. My friends and I have to drink to do my hair. I'm back to natural. When it's unweaved. Friend tried to put it in two shirts. We started drinking. If I'm going to work for 3.5-4 hours. I have to have a good reason. That's not late. That's just, I have better ways to invest my time. And doing my hair to make other people is not one of them. I've reached an age where I'm like, doing this. And then there's also Spanx on because I got a pudgy tummy. I don't have a flat tummy. But I got to put on a Spanx. I got to go buy the Spanx. Then I'm only going to wear one time. Not a bra thing. I have my weakness for lingerie. So I'm basically spending 3 hours. 3 to 3.5 hours getting ready. And for what? yeah, that's a waste of my time. I'm not getting paid for this. I don't really want to do it. I don't like it. And then I got to figure out how to walk in heels because they hurt my lower back because I don't have enough space between my lower vertebrae, and I have had it checked out by a chiropractor. I'm flexible, but yeah, that makes no sense. And then my knees, I'm like, yeah, I'm not old. Some would probably say it's because of my hemoglobin. Either way, I'm going to be this uncomfortable and waste my time for this, really. And at least mine is superficial time wasting. Other people waste time in relationships for years, decades. My grandma, my mom, had a cousin who stayed with a guy for 50 years. He was married to somebody else. It was like, you wasted 50. My bio mom barely lived to be 50. You wasted, some people don't even make it to 50. You wasted that long on a guy. You can't get those 50 years back. You can get more. You might not even be able to get more. No. Alex Haley's third so-called, and some people like to say, oh, he had a great experience. No. You didn't, what did you really get out of wasting your resource on a non-renewable relationship? Or those women who get dumped for younger models. That relationship had an expiration date, and you kept on keeping it and wasting your resource on, do not waste your resource. Don't waste it on relationships, and not just romantic friendships. Significant others. And even then, they're not even significant others when you're dating who's not benefiting. They're insignificant. It sounds horrible. It sounds mean, but that is an insignificant other because they're not benefiting your time. They're causing you stress. I was reading a thing about L.A., how he was on Pebble. Good for your time if you're having to go to your husband's house to break his stuff because he's cheap. That's a waste of your time. You're stressed out and heartbroken. Not just in that direct moment in time, which is gone, that no longer exists. I mean, a meditation class I went to, they said the past and the future don't exist. So you wasted this moment on vandalism and got a fine. And you're going to have to use that money that could have been used on a purse. And I'm looking at a purse that I want to buy a coach version of it for him. Or you're the guy who's dating the gold digger, and I'm sorry, but let's be the gold diggers. You're pretty. You could have been with somebody who really liked you, but instead you're with an insignificant time waster. No. And I mean, like, really? I think my co-host thinks I'm wasting his time. He's like, we could be walking now. And he's right. We could be walking now. But it's an important thing. Do not, no, your time is yours. This moment, and all the parts of this moment cannot be erased or redone. And one of them, you're not getting them back. It's not like you spend the dollar you spent 5 years ago, travels the world, and eventually you get it back. Time doesn't work like that. And let's face it, that dollar had an adventure that really didn't waste its time because it's an inanimate object. It's paper and cloth. And a lot of people forget that paper money is not 100% paper. You can't get it back. You can have feelings about your time. My time is valuable. I try to respect. Now, it's a conscious effort to respect other people's time. You don't want people wasting your time and, frankly, being late because of the diva or that of other people's time. You're saying I don't respect you enough to value your time because it's not my time. When you are late, because of those two reasons, you are showing disrespect for that other person. And it's different if it's like a random thing. But you could at least apologize. you know, life happens. You're driving along, and I've had that happen. I've been late for stuff. Driving along, get stuck in traffic. I at least called to be like, hey, I'm running late. It's a courtesy thing. Now, oh, well, I'll get there when I get there. They can wait for me. No, they had better ways to spend their time than on me. And the fact that someone gave me their time, this means I should respect it enough to waste it by being late, by not being prepared. And I apologize to all the listeners who I wasn't prepared for. Or just by being a jerk. Because some people are like, oh, they're not ready. I need to make my entrance. Why don't you make your entrance into a cockroach building, okay? And I've had somebody say that. It's like, I want to make an entrance. Okay. There's nobody there. You deserve it because you didn't respect it. You deserve people to leave. If you can't respect their time, that shows you don't respect them. And frankly, nobody should be disrespected by having their time wasted because you can't buy it back. They gave you something and you just trampled it by not showing decency towards it. So respect your time and respect other people's time because they didn't have to give it to you. Don't allow other people to disrespect your time. You only have a finite, that's the word. Duh, finally got it in. Finite amount of time. It can end. You don't know when. So don't sit your other people to waste it. Once it's gone, it's gone. I have 2 minutes left on my time. Thank you for listening. So next week's episode, I honestly have no idea. It could be 15 minutes next time. It could be 30 minutes, another 30-minute show, because I am getting better about not wasting time. And in media, the worst thing you can do is waste time. But any broadcast time, it goes back to the time is money thing. Okay, got that. But in radio and television, because they're sort of like paternal, dead air is absolutely the worst thing to have because you're selling time. Literally, even make sure the songs are the right amount of time, you're selling commercial. History or regular radio, like, they sell time. Those commercials that annoy you, they have to make sure they are right down to the second, because I can either 30-second drive time, those times for work that people don't like, or I can sell 4 of them. I need to make sure the song is long enough so people like it, but not too long to bore them and not too long that it takes away from the time I am selling to promote their stuff. And, yeah, people don't – nobody really likes commercials, but it's a part of their business. That's how they make money. So I got 15 seconds left. That was just a little blurb from my media classes. Thank you guys for listening. And the first week of next, the first Sunday of next month will be a new episode. This is Rambles and I'm Anita. Thank you and goodbye.